Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hei. Pigo b'koymitz v'loy b'lavoyno. He was mefagol b'shas the k'mitz of a kov mincha, but not b'lavoyno. B'lavoyno v'loy b'koymitz. He was mechashiv b'shas the achila of one of the matirin, but not both. And you need both matirin to be matir the shirayim. So the case that we have in the Mishnah over here is known as a mefagol b'chatzi matir. He was mechashiv the machsheves ha-mefageles by one of the matims, chati matir. May I me pigul v'chayoven alav korus. He holds that a mefagel b'chati matir is mefagel b'korban. V'achom moimim em boi korus ad shifagel is kol hamati. Says klor. Well, over here it's klor in the Mishnah that it's not a machshav mefageles. Ein boi korus means that it's possible. We'll see in Yitzhak Shem behemshich that definitely in the lomdus it would make sense that it shouldn't be a mefagel at all. At kama you hold the chiddush of pigul is only when it's hukva piguloi. But cholamatis, it shouldn't be pigul at all. We're going to see this derabbanan. But one point over here is in order. It seems quite clear that the only example of a chatzi matir is in the haktorah to the haktorah, which is matir, the achilas hashirayim, is the haktorah sakoimitz with lavona. Each one without the other one is deficient, it's a chatzi matir. It's not mefagel. That's the machloikis. What about the etzim k'mitza? The kmitza, the creation of the levoina, that's the first step. That's like the shechita of a korban, that's the way it is by mincha. You could arguably pair that up and call it a chatzi matir with something else. The levoina is mixed together with the soilus. Then you have to take one of the avodas of the kohen was to be malakit levoina me'al ha-soilus and to make it ready laktorah. And that's, they were makter that amount of kohenitz of levoina. Maybe that should also be an avoider because that's the preparatory stage for the putting into a klisharis and then hoylocha and then haktara. So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that likut levoino is not a avoider chashuva. It does not mamish a matir. So the sole matir at the stage of kmitza is only kmitza zal levoino. Also nesina b'kli, you could argue the same thing. Nesina b'kli, both of them have to be put in the kli and then the skadish together, the kmitz levoino and the kmitz of the soilus. So we say no, the nesina b'kli is not a avoida chashuva and therefore there's no chatzi matir. That's the Gemara gives those examples. So this is why the Gemara says, hein at the stage of kmitz of l'umas the likut levoino, hein the stage of nesina b'kli, hein at the stage of hoylochot. Only legabi the haktorah that's a chatzi matir. Lemaisa, what's tamu is that the Rambam Psulim Mekdoshim Perek Tezayin seems to nem on that each stage of avodah has chatzi matir with the dugmois that we said. Had be miyasha with the Gemara. The Rambam has a different gears or another Gemara that's chaylik. That's a good shalv. The Rambam seems to not have this sugya. Says the Mishnah. Umoydim chachomim lir meir b'minchas choyte b'minchas knois. Chacham amoyde to Rameya, even though the Chacham hold that you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir, they amoyde that by minchas choyte minchas knois, which is a carbon mincha, shim pigel b'koymit shu pigel v'chayoven alav chorus. Why? Sha'koymit hu amatir. The poshut pshat over here is because there's only the koymit. You don't have the levoina because that's exactly because we send the Agdama to the Masechta, that even though every carbon levoina, the Akhtaras levoina is makiv in the carbon mincha, but not by a minchas choyti. Minchas choyti is a lav to put on levoina. That's without levoina, without adornment, without shemen, because it's a minchas choyti. Savada, it's the only kaimit. That's the only matir, is the kaimit. So why does the Mishnah have to speak this out? So the Gemara says, and you can see it in the Tosis Yom Tiv, that ultimately, the case that we had before of mefagel b'chatzi matir with the chacham say en b'koros, it's not a mefagel. Actually, fagel is kol hamatir, but we said very clearly en b'koros means it's also min derabbanan. The carbon is possible. Why? Because heyos there are menachos that have a din pigel with only machshav mefagelos b'shas the koimitz soilus. Therefore, there were geyser on all carbon menachos the same. That a mefagel b'chatzi matir al rabbanan it's possible. So, in order to teach us that there's something problematic about a chatzi matir beyond the din of Kaimitsu Amatir that says in the Sefer, that's why the Mishnah says this din, as I state in the Gemara. Shochat echod min akvosim lechol shtechalas lamocha. We're back to what we had before, earlier in the Perek, about one of the kvosim of the Kivse Atzeres. Lechol shtechalas lamocha to be mefagel of the tuchalas. Hikte echod min ambazicha. Now the point over here is the shochat echod min akvosim. It's a chatzi matir, right?
Same as Hikter Echod min Abozichim, Lechol Shnei Storm Lomocha. The Machshava that he was Mechashavan was the whole Shnei Storm, that's why we don't have the need that we had earlier. It's on Shtei Chalois, but the Machshava was only had B'shas Echom Nakvos V'Loy Hasheni, Echom Nabozichim V'Loy Hasheni. Same Machlaikis. V'meo Eme Pigol V'chayom in Alov Chorus. V'chom Moimim Eme Pigol Ad Shifagol is Kol HaMatir. Machlaikis Wedem Fagol V'chatzi Matir. The Mishnah finishes off with one more halacha that's neged the yachas of the shtei kvosim legabi pikul. Shocharechem na kvosim lechem imenu lamokor. The machshov amefagelus was not on the mincha part of this carbon, was not on the shnei storim or on the lechem aponim. It was on the keves itself. Echem na kvosim to eat from it itself. Hu pikul v'chaveri kosher. This is very important. You could look at the shtei kvosim, each one being a chatzimater legabe the lechem. You can look at the bezicha levayni, each one being a chatzimater legabe the lechem aponim. But legabe the korban itself, the shchita is a ganze matter, and the zrika of the korban is a ganze matter legabe the achila. That's for sure that a korban is a whole unit by itself. Biyachas to the lechem part, there you'll say that's a chatzimater. So therefore the halacha is, hu pigul v'chaver kosher. Lechem echaveru lemocher, if he had a machshava on the other keves, so then shneim ksherim. Why? Because the kevis is not mounted to the other kevis. Even though both kvasim have to be bought. But again, the kevis is a self-contained unit. So it's a whole carbon kishala atzmei. Grad, it's linked up to a secondary part, which is auxiliary, the carbon mincha part, the shtei alechem. But the kevis itself is mineu be a ganze carbon. So the shchita talks to the zrika, and the shchita and the zrika talk to the achilas, mizbeach and achilas odom, that'll be tomorrow. Mashenkin, when you're talking about one kevis to another, they have no shaks to each other. Each one's a self-contained unit. So therefore, avadat nana machshav mfagelas, shneim ksherim. There's no gzeir derabon, because this is not bedoyme. This is not a mfagel b'chatzimatzi. They were machshir mamish. There's no psul at all. Now we'll start Mishnah Gimel. The first Mishnah is a continuation of, again, the summary of Dinei Pigel that we had in Meseches Vachim. Over here, Meseches Menachos. This is the klal that pigul has to be a machshava to do with it its normal thing, that part of the korban, just the wrong time, the wrong place. So koymitzes hamincha, and he had in mind to eat something which is not from the necholim. The moshul lechol by mincha, the levoina. It's not from dvarim necholim, it's dvarim nektarim. Or Lahakte Dovish and Dark Lakte. The Shiraim of Mincha are eaten, not put on the Mizbeach. So he had in mind a Machshev is Chutzuzmani Chutzum Koime on the Shiraim. Kosher. That's not a Machshev of Fagelis. Reb Elazar Poisel. Reb Elazar holds that Achilas Odom Achilas Mizbeach, we learned in Mesech Hezvochim, Zegzesa Kosuv, that Achilas Odom Achilas Mizbeach, Avot Shavis, they're interchangeable Lagavi Machshev HaMefagelis. Lechel Dovish and Dark Lechel. Lahakti Dovish Darki Lahakti was the right type of, well, the wrong, because we're talking about a Machshava Mefagelis. But in order to create Pigel, it was the right. It's a Dovish Darki Lechel, Dovish Darki Lahakti. But it's Pachas Mekazayis. That's not a Machshava Mefagelis, kosher. Lechel Kechatzi Zayis, or Lahakti Kechatzi Zayis, he has a Machshava of this and that, kosher. Shein Achilu Akhtar Mitztaf, and two different Machshavas, neither one is Mitztaf to the other. It has a shame of a half a Kazayis Lagabi each, and there's no Pigel.